Okay, today's daf is Nida, daf Lamed Aleph, and we are on Lamed Amud Beis. We are on Lamed Amud Beis, and up to the last daf here in Maseches Nida, and we are in the fascinating Agadata that discusses the time in utero. Once we've been talking about a lot of different ledas and aspects of babies coming out before the time, you know, but we learn out what happens during the time. If somebody comes out, the baby comes out before the time, does he have less Torah? I don't think we have any evidence of that. That does it take the entire 9 months to learn? But either way, that's the Gemara that we had yesterday, that there's the greatest time in the world, and Malad called Torah Kula, and then we're caused to forget it, but it's to create that Pintel Yid, that Nitzotz HaKadusha, that we will always be connected to Torah. So that's what we had. And on the way out, it's forgotten, and then we're in the middle of that, about 8 lines up from the bottom. Ve'enu yotze misham ad shemashbi'en oso. We don't leave. We don't leave the uterus until we take a Shavua. We all take a shvua as we are born. We take an oath. Shene emar, as the pasuk says in Yeshayo, ki li tichra kol berach tishava kol ashon. Well, we get this. We use this in Aleinu. To me, every knee will bend and every tongue will swear. And we darshan. When is our knee bending and when is our tongue swearing? Ki li tichra kol berach ze yomamisa. Right, that's Yom HaMisa, when the knee bends, and we're all subject to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shene'emar, Lufanav Yichru'u Kol Yordei Afar, right, referring to death. Tishava Kol Hashon Zeh Yom HaLeida, and swearing, Kol Hashon Zeh Yom HaLeida, that's the day of birth. Shene'emar, Neki Kafayim Avar Levav, Ashal Anasal Ashav Nashbi V'lo Nishpal Amirma. We have to make sure that we live our lives of Shavua properly and honestly, right? It's one of the psukim that often is said at a levaya, right? The Yom for Sunday. Niki Chavayim Bar Levav. Why is that? Because we look back and see if the life was one that the Shavua was fulfilled properly. The Mefarshim wonder why first in the pasuk we have the allusion to Yom HaMisa and only afterwards to Yom HaLeida. Maybe it's the emphasis, as we have mentioned before, that in Yadus the focus is not Yom HaLeida, right? The focus that we have is yard sites and not birthdays, right? Because a birthday is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, so to speak. A yard site is what the person did, right? It's looking back. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a birthday. But yard site, we look back to see what a person has accomplished, and that's why Judaism celebrates yard sites and remembers yard sites and not birthdays. Not that the birthday is nothing. We mentioned, you know, I think recently even, that even though Paro was the only birthday in Tanakh, but the Gdolei Achronim, the Mefarshim, throughout say that we should use a birthday for tshuva, for Cheshbon HaNefesh. The Klei Yakar, I think, used to make a siyum every birthday, right? The others, you know, used to have Cheshbon HaNefesh, but either way, this is the focus that we have is on the yartzeit, right? Like the pasuk says also in Koheles, Tov Yom HaMavis Miyom Hivaldo, right? Better is the day of death. And Tov Lalechas Al Beis Alva Milechas Al Beis HaMishta, right? When we think about that, it does more for us in terms of our Avodas Hashem. So again, Tichra Kol Berach Tishava Kol Lashon Yom HaMisa as compared to Yom HaLeida. Maybe that fits in to the idea that, you know, what a person puts in life is that's where Kedusha really flows from. Right, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out again, but it's somewhat obvious, but he has a mamar about this, why Har HaMoria has eternal Kedusha while Har Sinai does not. Right, Har HaMoria. Right, that's the okay Akedah, but Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. No, but Har Moriah, we did something. Har Sinai, okay, we were ba'achdos, but really it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming down, being Mashre Hishchina. Har Moriah, we were Moser Nefesh. Avram Avinu was Moser Nefesh. That created something, and that's eternal. And that's why, interestingly, he points out that one would think that by a fruit, which is all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I put a seed in the ground, but it's all Hashem, right? We have an apple, and we say a bar nefashos. While we have a cookie or bread, where I do a lot more in the process. The human being bakes, kneads, and bakes, and cooks, and then we say a longer alamichya, bracha bei chalosh, and we even bench sometimes. Shouldn't it be that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me something, I'm more mishabeach umefoyer? And the answer is no. That if we take part, if Hashem gives us the opportunity to be a shutaf, right, so that creates Kedusha, when man's input is there. So that's Har Sinai versus Har Moriah, and the certain types of foods, and also we might say Yom HaMisa and Yom HaLeida. Yom HaLeida is up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem decides both. But the yard site symbolizing what man has accomplished in his life, looking back, so that has significance, and maybe that's why here in the Pasuk, the Gemara darshins, the Pasuk in Yeshayo, as alluding to Yom Hamisa first, right, Tichra Kol Berech, and Tishava Kol Ashot. So the Shvua that we take, as we are born, we take a Shvua. Umaye Shvua Shemashbiro, so what is the Shvua? What is the Shvua that we are made to take? Tit Tzadik Va'altihi Rasha. Be a tzaddik. Be righteous. V'yafilu kol olam kula omrim lecha tzaddik ata, hey benecha karasha. And even if the whole world is saying you're a tzaddik, don't think of yourself as a tzaddik. Think of yourself as a rasha. Don't pat yourself on the back and say I'm amazing. But we have to try to be a tzaddik and not to be a rasha. That is the only thing that we're able to swear. Remember we had back on Daf Tez Zayin Amid Beis, right? We had the chazal that appears here and a couple of other places, right? The first and last Mesecht and Shas. Brachas and Nida, as well as Megillah in the middle. Hakobide Shemayim, Chutz Miyarat Shemayim. That's the only thing that is in our control. Yirat Shemayim. And that's what this Gemara is saying. So you have Daf Tez Zayin, you have Daf Lamed, right? Every 2 weeks, we need a jolt, right? That is up to us, right? Bechira Chavshis. Everything else is out of our control. So much is, Tali B'das Achayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates everything for us. But the one thing that is our control is how we react and what we do, and that's Hakol b'dei shemayim chutz mi'ir shemayim, and that's the shvua tihi tzadik v'al tihi rasha. Interesting, didn't we all make a shvua already at Har Sinai? All our neshamas were there, we believe, so why do we have to now take another shvua? The Gemara even says sometimes that if somebody makes a shvua in their life, it's not halachically effective, because mushpa v'omi me'ar Sinai hu. I'm going to swear that I'm going to put on tzitzis today. I'm going to swear that I'm not going to put on tzitzis today. Either it's meaningless or it's not allowed. Right? So the Gemara says that even from a halachic perspective. So how can we say here? So the Mepharshim discuss, you know, how exactly this is a different type of shvua. This is a shvua in utero. Right? So it's not really it is a shvua, but it's not a shvua that has to do with our bodies, our neshamas, when it's in our bodies, like we had yesterday, Chsam Sofer, why are we able to learn all of Torah in utero? Because we don't have any chatzitza between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no goof that's holding us back. Well, our neshama is just connected with Hashem. But once we come out, it's different. So maybe it's a different type of shvua. Some of the achronim, so that Marsha talks about Gilgal, but that's his derech. But either way, that's the Gemara. We have to try to be a tzaddik, and even if the whole world tells us we're a tzaddik, don't think of ourselves as a tzaddik. Right? We have to look at ourselves as a Russia. What does that mean? We're supposed to look at ourselves as a Russia? Right? The Chazal tell us. Chazal tell us, actually, there are opposite Chazals. The Maariv Chayis here talks about it, and the Aruch Laner. I'll just read the Aruch Laner first. I'm sorry. Read the Maariv Chayis first, then we'll go back to Aruch Laner, which I really want to read inside. The Maariv Chayis here says, Nir Beinai Ula Hefech Matsinu. Right? We find in Pirkei Avos the opposite. Al Tehi Russia Bifnei Atzmecha. Don't be a Russia in your eyes. The Maariv here says, even if the whole world is telling you to be a tzaddik, right? Think of yourself as a Russia. And here in Pirkei Avos, Perek Beis, no, don't be a Russia. V'yomer b'Sanhedrin, chayav adam lomar, b'shvili nivra ha'olam, hayinu shetzorech adam lahachzik, ki adayin yesh takana lachatoso, v'lo ki elisha ben avuya, she'amar, ad l'sani mehai alma, l'sani mehai alma. Hey, if I lose the next world, I might as well lose this world too. Elisha gave up. No, al ti Russia. Don't be a Russia in your eyes. Rak yachshov ki yuchal asakins donosav ayde tshuva shlema. V'shal yiyah beinav karasha gomor. Shein lo tekuma od. Tepeki hai gavna medama beinav ki arushus biyado lasos. Kol atuebos. Asher sani Hashem. Bebrei shekavar avad. Savro. Aval. Al kalpanim yiyah beinav tadir ki isha shalo yotzi dechovaso adayin. V'yorchasir lo shlemas rabos. V'pizeh lo tzasri ha-ma'amamarim elu zeh al zeh. It just means, don't think of yourself as a Russia, and therefore that's what that Gemara in Pirkei Avos, because then you can give up hope, I'm lost, I'm done, Hashem hates me. Right, that's what the Gemara in Pirkei Avos. What is this Gemara saying? Don't think of yourself that you've already finished. Don't think that you're done, and you have nothing more to accomplish, and you're a tzaddik, and you're finished. Right, remember the Gemara says, I think it's a Yerushalmi, I think Tosfos and Kiddushin quotes the Yerushalmi, I think it was Rabbi Tarfon, he was an unbelievable Baal, Kibbut Ava'im, did so much, and some of the Talmidim said, oh, he didn't do even half of what he has to do. Because they just wanted to show that he has so much more in life to do. They already said that, oh, he's done, and he's amazing, so that's how the Maariv Chayis puts together these two Gemaras. Right? We can't think of ourselves as God's gift to the world, right? But we also can't think of ourselves as a nothing, because We have to have that balance. We always have to realize there's more to do. Always realize there's more to do. And the Aruch HaNer also says something similar here in his commentary. Davka she'inyan shelo yisya'esh atzmo ki'ilu ein lo tikva ela yivtach b'Hashem. Right, kichanan v'rachem hu la'shev alav aval hacha. Right, similar overlap these two achronim, Aretz Chayis and Aruch Laner. Aval hacha ma'iri sha'olam omrim l'chad tzadikata kfar hiskalta ma'asim tovim yoser midai v'tein margol anafshecha. Take a break. Go on vacation. Kilo adayin mutal alecha masav onasecha. No, chazor achadol atakein. Milan, and then he ends up. Milan ugadol mi Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Who's greater than Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who said on his deathbed, I don't know which way they're taking me. I don't know which path I'm going down. Right? Brachas Chavches. How is it possible? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Gemara says 40 years he learned, 40 years he taught. Right? So how is it possible? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Right? He was the one. Yes, we mentioned in the past, some Achronim say maybe it was just because he never till the end, till his dying day, he didn't know whether he had made the right decision in Meseches Gittin. Tein li Avna v'chachamen, he didn't ask for the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe that's what troubled him until the end. But Gan Eden Gehenim? Right, because he always thought he had more to do. Always thought he had more to do, and we always have to have that idea. Just one final point related to this. It's an unbelievable medrash, I think, at the end of Kisisa. We mentioned this in drushes before, that what made Moshe Rabbeinu's face shine? We know at the end of Kisisa, he had to put a veil on his face. Right? So what made his face shine? So three different days in the medrash. One of them is the leftover ink that he didn't use for the luchos. The leftover ink. What does that mean, the leftover ink? It means Moshe Rabbeinu could have looked down and came down from the Har Sinai with his magnum opus and I'm done, I'm finished. You know, this is my goal in life. And now I can relax a little bit. B'kesh Moshe Leshe B'shalva. Right, we could have. But Moshe Rabbeinu, no, what else could I do? It's the leftover ink. What he still had to do is what he focused on. What he still had to do. Be'ez Hashem, all of us, those who are involved, in a couple of weeks, will be zoche to, you know, to be Messiah, Be'ez Hashem, Hashem Yazor, and to look back. So this Vard is the balance. So number one, we have to say, Tihi Rosh Avati Tzadik. Don't think we're so amazing. Okay, we're done. Okay, we don't have to start Brachas Dabez again. Right? We're finished. But on the other hand, we also have to have the feeling of accomplishment and Hakar Satov Takadish Baruch Hu and recognize that it is something amazing. 27, 11 days, and we have to make sure that we have that balance in our Avodas Hashem. But that's right here, embedded in this Gemara of be a Rasha in your eyes. Not exactly, says the Maritz Chayes and the Aruch Laner. Life is about balance. Okay. Let's continue a little bit. And know that Hashem is the ultimate tar, and his servants are tar. And your neshama is tar. As we say every morning, if you guard it, betara, great. Because after all, we know the neshama is not ours. It's a pikadon. We have to take care of it. And if not, I'm going to take it, Hashem says. It's a mashal, a kohen, shemasar chumal am haaretz. The kohen gives something kadosh to the am haaretz. It's like Hashem giving the neshama to the human being. If you could guard a grave, your metami chuma has to be burnt. Has to be burned. Nothing more to talk about. What Hashem's going to take the neshama? Neshama, don't we say, what a Rasha loses his neshama. Only a tzaddik gets back his neshama. Right, what does that mean? So again, the Aruch Laner discusses that it depends. In Gan Eden, he says, Gam mitzadik nitzla ha-neshama, to me gever lo yirem mavesu, b'chol yom mevarchim neshama shazadik b'tahorehi, v'ata asil ila mimeni, amnam be'emes yesh chilek. Right, but when it comes to a Rasha, not, because then maybe the neshama, which is the tahar side of my soul, you know, that's something I have to develop and make grow. Right, and water and plant and work on the tahar aspect of the neshama in order to be zochet in the future. Okay, Amar Lazar, my crop. What's the pasuk? What's the pasuk for what? So Rashi knows it's somewhat confusing, so he goes back and says, "Demashmino so b'yom aleda." What's the pasuk for the Shua? What's the pasuk that we all take an oath b'shas aleda? The pasuk says in Tehillim, "Mimei imi ata gozi." From the right, the inside, "Mimei imi," you are gozi. What's gozi? My mashu like gozi lishna de shtebuehu. I know gozi is a lashon of a Shua dechsev because the pasuk says in Yirmiyo, "Gozi nizreich v'hashlichi." So you see the word gozi next to the word nizreich. A nazir is a type of neder, and therefore we say gozi is also based on that smichus is a lashon of shvua. Yes, that's two steps. A nazir is a type of neder, and a neder is connected to shvua. Yes, we know that a shvua and neder are different, and a nazir is only one type of a neder. There are uniquenesses, but in terms of the agadic license that the Gemara has here, it's good enough for us to have this remez that gozi is a lashon of shvua. V'amar Abelazar, lama havla doma l'bimei imo. What is a vlad similar to in utero? Le'egos munach b'seifel shamayim. It's like a nut that's floating in a cup of water. Adam no thin etzbo alav shokei lakan alakan. You try to push it around, it's protected. You push a nut down into the water, it floats, it goes away. It has a type of cushion. All right, so too, Kadosh Baruch Hu creates a cushion inside. Think about it, it's unbelievable. Right, the vlad's inside, the mother is walking around, living life, and there's a protective shield. Protective shield, the amniotic sac. Right, it protects the baby inside, and that's, it's like it can be moved around, it can be bumped a little bit, but still, it is safe inside. Tanu Rabbanan. Shlosha, so now we get into some, science and shas. Tanu Rabbanan. Shlosha Chadashim Ari Shonim, the first trimester, the first 3 months. Vlad Dar B'Mador Atachton. The baby is in the lower, Mador, the lower area. Emsoyim Vlad Dar B'Mador HaEmsoy. And in the middle, the vlad is in the middle. Achronim vlad darbe mader elyon. And in the later ones, the vlad is in the upper. So what does that mean? So one might say that throughout the pregnancy, the uterus grows and it gets higher and higher. The uterus starts off, you know, down, lower down near the pelvis. And then as it grows, it gets closer to the stomach and the belly. And as it grows, it even gets to the ribs and it's much higher. Right. Yes, women carry different ways, and you know, there's it's a boy, it's a girl. Right, everybody has their own shittas, but in general, this is medically reflected. We know that as the pregnancy continues, the vlad gets higher. The kiva shigias manalis says. And once it's time to come out, the baby flips around, right? Maybe the baby's head is up, and then it flips down, right? Most babies are born head first, right? If not, it's breech, as we discussed a couple of days ago, and it's more dangerous for the mother, and the doctor's trying to make sure it doesn't happen. But the baby flips, v'zil chevle isha, and that's part of the labor pain. It's the baby getting comfortable in order to get out. V'hainu ditzna tanya, and that's what the Brisa says. Chevle shal nekeva meruba mishal zachar. The chavalim, the labor pains of having a girl is more painful than a boy. And this is why is this? According to the Gemara, because the following takes place. V'amar abalazar mikra asher usesi baseser rukamti b'tachti os aretz. You made me baseser in private. Rukamti, I was created from the word rakam, embroidered and sewn together, betachtios aretz, right, in the tachtios, that's where it starts at the bottom. Darti lo nema ela rukamti, right, it's rukamti, that's where we were formed. Maishto chevli nekeva ruben mishol zachar, so why is it what we just said? Why is it that the chevli nekeva are more chamor, or worse? So zeh ba kederach tashmisho, v'zeh ba kederach tashmisho. What does that mean? As the Gemara says elsewhere, Maseches Nedarim, the natural position, derach tashmish, is the man facing down and the woman facing up. And the Gemara assumes that during pregnancy, the boy is facing down, and therefore he just doesn't have to flip inside. So he just slides down. While a woman has to flip, the girl, the female, flips inside, and therefore there's more pain in that. That was what the Gemara says. Zofeches panav, zein hofech panav. That's what that's why the flipping inside creates more pain. Tana Rabbanan, well, let's mention another idea, and then we'll talk in general. Tana Rabbanan, shlosha chadashim rishonim, tashmish kashal li'isha v'gam kashal l'vlad. The first 3 months, tashmish between the pregnant woman and her husband is kashal li'isha and kashal l'vlad. Rashi says, I don't understand this fully. So if Rashi could say that, we could also say that. Rashi says, for the baby, understand, because it's in the lower down. So, but for the kashal li'isha, Rashi says, lo yadana l'mai. Not sure. Okay? We don't have to understand everything. Kasha li'isha v'gam, kasha l'vlad. Emtsoim, kasha li'isha v'yafa l'vlad. Achronim, yafa li'isha v'yafa l'vlad. At the end. Mitoch, kach, nimsal v'lad, meluban and mezura. It's even great for the v'lad. The Rivash has a tshuva. Again, there have been articles and books written about this topic. I just mentioned one source. Right, the Rivash. Rivash, Talmud of the Ran, late Rishon, early on the borders, the Rivash in Taf Mem Zayin. Taf Mem Zayin. I'm not exactly sure what the question is that he was answering, but he's very, very, very upset and very animated in his answer. But then he gets into the second paragraph. B'dvar ha'shelo yadata ha'adon, she'en lanu ladun b'dini tarasenu mitzvaseh apichach mi'ateva v'arafua. We discussed this a couple weeks ago when he spoke about Ask the Doctors. Came up in the daf. But, says the Rivash, to go against Torah, and not to assume that there's no truth to what they're saying, and just to say that science wins, and we don't, in all cases, he says you can't say that. Shim na'amin l'divrehem ein Torah min ha'shamayim chalila. If you just go with science, so to speak, and not even try to understand, or say, as we've had in the past, just say that, you know, obviously to say certain cases where science has developed, some cases like that. But again, if to say that Chazal are totally, there's no messages for us to learn from these ideas, he says, Chalila, ki kein hinichu heim b'mofseim ha'kozvim, im tadun b'dinei treifis. That's the famous example that's always spoken about. If Hilchus Treifus, you just go by what medical science determines at the time, Schar Harbe Tito Menakatsavim, you'll take a lot of money from the butchers. Ki be'emes yafchu ruba mimavas l'chayim u'michayim l'mavas v'yachlifu chay b'meis. Ki ain't suffik, and he quotes a couple of examples. And the Rambam himself, the Rambam says, k'shashanem ma'at v'amar shetzomas agidim he be'etzem atachton ba'ofos l'hodu lo achar shetzefi sugis ha'gemar nirishu be'etzem ha'am soy v'lo nizkar b'talman chilik bein be'em l'ofos v'yavu b'shahaya harav chacham b'chachmas ha'refua v'ateva u'baki b'nituach kilomi pi ateva urefua anu chayin. V'yanachnu achachamenu zal nismoch. Afilu yomru lan al yaminshu smol. Shem kiblu ha'emetsu pirushi ha'mitzvah ishbi Moshe Rabbeinu. As the Pasuk says in Shoftim. Lo namin al chachmi ha'yavanim ha'yishma'elim. Shlo dibu rak misfarasam. V'yapi ezen isayon. Mibili shi'eshkichu ha'kam esfeikos yipul bin isayon ahu. And he says there are many times in Shas. Yesterday's daf, bringing Rai from the Shoftim from Cleopatra. U'bekame in yanim besod ha'yitzireh imchokim al dibri chazal. Many times we have a machlokes between the scientists and Chazal. Kemo, suras yisiras avla, larboim yom. V'kodem lachem, maya ba'alma. Is that based on, everybody agrees to that, that 40 days is a very significant moment in the development of the baby? Ukegon, as we had, aviv mazriya, we're going to have later today. What the father gives, what the mother gives. No, where is that in scientific evidence? Ukegon, isha mazra aschila, yoled azachar, ish mazra aschila, all of these chazals. V'chein amru, shlosh chadash ma'achrodim, tashbish yafa yavi, yafa levlad, v'heim sovrim, v'chodesh hashmini, kasha lamod, gambazei afshar, shiidaitam. So he says, a lot of this, we don't get. V'yoseh yeshlon alhamin b'shmuel, o lachosh ledvarav, den hirin l'shvili d'irakiya, u'b'chak bazer afu ha'ed al atzmo v'amr l'chomili yadana azusayu, v'chulu. This is an important tshuva related to that issue. Not getting into it, Badafka, so much has been written. Member of Dessler, writes in a footnote in the fourth volume that often it's that we have to understand the science. I'm to understand what Chazal are telling us. And if Chazal will tell us, like remember the case that he discusses relating to the spontaneous generation and spontaneous to the Einam Parin Varavin, right, the Gemara Masechta Shabbos. So he says you can understand that as, you know, it could be that it's so small that it's Ke'ilu, it's Einam Parin Varavin. Or he talks about the Mayim Shalanu, the water being warmer. So again, some are machalik between Chazal and Rishonim. Chazal had a certain siyata d'shmaya. Some of Machali say, well, the halacha is the halacha, and just the evidence, the science behind it might have changed, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the halacha, and Chazal just tried to figure it out, that even if it was based on the science of the times, and it wasn't correct, but still the halacha doesn't change. There are many different opinions, but this Rivash relates to a lot of the Chazals in our Gemara in that context, and just to keep it in mind, I put it on the list of sources in that way. But again, obviously, the poske halacha bizman hazeh, you know, Rav Shlomo Zalman spoke to doctors and spoke to electricians all the time before he made any type of psak related to electricity. He understood all the electricity, he understood the medicine before he would give a psak. So he would use the information and figure out what a Torah said about it. Tana, we continue. Tana, Hamashavish Mitaso Liom Tishim, Ki Lashofer Damim. If somebody's Hamashavish Mitaso at the end of the first trimester, going from the first to the second, it's very dangerous. Minayada, how in the world do you know when day 90 is? How do you know? El Amar Abaya, Mishamish Vaholech. Abaya says, don't worry about it. Just, you know, could be a husband or wife could be with the woman when towards the end of the first trimester, Vishomer Psalm Hashem. Hashem guards those who are naive. That is the halachic principle and sugya that teaches us that if there is a certain level of risk involved in certain activities in life, halacha allows it, so to speak. And therefore, the question is just where to draw the line. Where to draw the line? I think poskim say that you're allowed to go in a car. Even the Rahman al-Islam, there's a certain danger in a car. Poskim say that you're allowed to cross the street. Poskim say that, don't say, but they don't asser. You know, you're allowed to have some fried food. Right? All of this is not great, let's say. And there is some risk involved in all of these activities. But Shomer B'Shalom Hashem. The question is now, as we make the stakes higher, that's the sugya of where do we draw the line, right? Which sports activities, you know, go over the line in Shomer B'Shalom Hashem? Which, extreme type of activities having to do with airplanes or jumping off cliffs, you know, might be included in these types of events. But again, that's a question of Shomer B'Shalom Hashem, where one draws the line. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a famous set of tshuvas, not just one, from the 50s to the 60s to the 70s to the 80s, all about smoking in the context, and uses the concept of Shomer B'Shalom Hashem. And throughout the decades, one sees how he gets more and more chamor in terms of that. He has in each of the decades. At the beginning, he says, there are so many people that smoke that nothing happens to them. So how could you say, you know, there's a, even if there's a connection, you know, Shomer B'Shalom Hashem. But again, throughout, the decades, he gets more and more chomer, and nobody knows what he would say with the evidence today, where it's not just Rahman al-Islam lung cancer, but so many other diseases. He writes about this in Yoredeya, which is this Chelek Yoredeya Chelek Beis Simin Memtes. This is in 1964. One should highlight that. Bal Nefesh Yachmir. Right, Ramosha says that here. Avalomarsha Usir Miyasakanta Bigimish Doshabe Rabim Shomer B'Shalom Hashem. Uvifrasha Kamik Doli Torah Bidorisha Avru Midorisha Ma'ashdin. But again, he quotes Raya's from earlier. That's in 1964. If you look in Choshen Mishpat in 1981. This Jew is written to my father. Right? In Isruchag Shvu is Tashin Mem Aleph. So he writes there, my father begged him for many years to aser it, as Bizman Azeh Baruch Hashem, there are many that aser, but again, Reb Moshe writes, when push comes to shove, what are the numbers? And still, I can't, you know, even though there's a lot of evidence, and Vadai min haro'i, l'chol ishu prat l'bnei Torah shalola ashen, me'achashu chashakanta, ve'im bazeh shum to'eles, ve'gam anol le'elush l'hergalu bazeh, Reb Moshe says, for sure, you shouldn't do it. But he says, I can't go more than that. Instead of telling people they shouldn't do it. But again, it's based on this issue of Shomer B'Shalom Hashem. Then there's another tshuva that he has in 1985 about smoking on Yontif. Again, that's a separate issue. Do you say it's Shabbat L'chol Nefesh if so many people say it's going to kill you and many people don't do it? So there are many poets, Rav Asher Weiss and others that aser it on Yontif, for sure. And maybe even during the week. But maybe even on a weekday. But Ishan Sigarios, the Igris Moshe, also in 1985, he's still not ready to call that something that is not Shabbat L'chol Nefesh, being that many millions of people in the world still do it. Okay. But again, the source of that is Shomer B'Shalom Hashem. First of that discussion. Vayter Tana Rabbanan, one of the most famous lines in all of Shas. Shlosha Shutz V'Yesh Pa'adam, there are three partners in a person that create a person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'Aviv, V'Imo. Hashem, his father, and his mother. The Eitz Yosef says, it's not really three partners. We kid ourselves to think it's three partners. It's really one partner, or one major partner and two junior partners. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the parents, and the parents also create the kid. So it's not really three partners, says the ATO. Say, but we say it. Ki be'emes hakol miyadu yisbarach. Gam aviv v'gam imo. Rak sheha'ava ha'aim They are the sibos emtsaios vativios shal yadze yivra haguf aval anefesh yirak milamala. Okay, Hashem helps us and makes us feel like we're helping out. But again, that's the three partners. Aviv mazriya halo mezri menu atzamas v'gidim v'tzipernayim. The father supplies the bones and the sinews and the fingernails and morach sheba rosho v'loben sheba ayin and some part of the brain and the loben sheba ayin and the white of the eye. Imo mazras odem shemi menu oru basar v'saros v'shachar sheba ayin. Right, one might say that the father's items are harder and more brittle and tougher, and the mother is softer and mushier, and that's a mother and that's a father. Right, and that's why the Vilna Gaon even says, fascinatingly, so others might say this too, the Vilna Gaon says, why is it that when we make a mishaberach, we mention the mother's name, and when we say a kelmale, we mention the father's name? Right? Why is that? Just something that we're used to. So the Gra writes that, it says in this Gemara, that the bones come from the father, and that's what's left after death, eventually. But by illness, usually, it has to do with the flesh, it has to do with a lot of other things in the body, the tissues, and that comes from the mother, and that's why it's the... I'm not sure if the Gra said, that's an extension of the Gra's thought. I'm not sure. I heard that based on the Gra. The Gra says it on the pasuk in Parshas Vayetze, Lavan says to Yaakov, right, you are my etzem and basar. So the Gra says he's related from the father's side and the mother's side. The etzem is the father, right, because Lavan obviously is from Nachor, and Avram and Nachor were brothers, and Bisari from the mother's side, obviously Rivka is the sister of Lavan. So again, that's what the Gra said. So based on that, the extension is that by Amisha Berach is the mother, and the Kalmali is the father. Let's continue. Vakadosh Baruch Hu nosin bo ruach and Hashem, and Hashem gives the soul the cluster panim and the facial features, v'riyas einayim, and besides all of the organs, he makes the organs work. V'riyas einayim, v'shmiyas ha'ozen, v'dibur peh, v'hilach raglayim. Right, we can have the physical body, but if Hashem doesn't give us the koach to use it, so then it's not going to be used. Videya ubina vahaskel. And then that's on the side. Vikivichi yagiyas manana lipatim in olam, at the time of death, HaKadosh Baruch Hu no tel chelko, Hashem takes his chelek. Vechelek aviv imo miniach lefnehem, and the parents' chelek, at least stay there, and they're the one that's buried. Amar apapa hainad amri inshi, puts milcha vishadi bisra lakalba. As people say, puts milcha, shake off the salt, v'shadi bisra lakalba, and throw the meat to the dogs. The salt is what extends the life, so to speak, of any item. When you salt something, when you salt animal skin, it becomes leather. When you salt a cucumber, it becomes a pickle. Salt is known as it's marich, and therefore when the neshama, which is our salt, when Hashem shakes off the neshama, shakes off the salt, so then, you know, there's just the basar left, and that is it. That's what Rashi says here. Rashi says, ha-neshama hi melach leguf lekaimo. The neshama is the melach of the guf. There's a lot mentioned about the connection between these three partners. Right, the Sefer HaChinuch, well known in Parshas Yisro, discusses how kibud avim is A, about hakaras hatov, but B, about leading to hakaras hatov of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, if we have hakaras hatov for two of the partners, it'll lead to us having hakaras hatov to the ultimate partner, the one that's the siba for the other causes. That's the Sefer HaChinuch on the mitzvah of Kibud Avim. But there's an amazing ha'ara also of Rav Dessler. Rav Dessler writes in one of the posthumous volumes of the Michtam Elio, right in the, I'm saying one of the ones that came out much later than the other ones, I think it's Chelek Hay. So he writes there, why not Kadosh Baruch Hu have to create a world of parents? Why couldn't all of us just be born from the ground like Adam and Chava? Why does Hashem create the world that there are parents and children? Right? Every element of life could teach us something. Every element of life. Why does the sun set? Why do we need sleep? Right? Everything can teach us that we might not know the answer to everything. But this is the question that he asks. Why do we have parents? So says Rav Dessler, without the parent model, we would not have any inkling into what it means that a being lives for the other person and gives everything for the other person. Total dependence. We wouldn't have any inkling of that. Like, what does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is who heitiv umeitiv yeitiv lanu? What does that mean that he's Moser and he's mitzamtzem himself to be able to create the world and does everything? We wouldn't have any inkling of that. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the parent model. So we see the parent model and we realize what parents do for their children, and they model their whole lives for their children. And once we see the parent child model, that will help us understand the God created model. And in that way, we would be able to come to some hasaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and what he does for us. And therefore, that's why we have this model. That's why we have the model of parents, so that we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. Darash Rav Chinina Bar Papa. My dechsev, oh, sekadol zan echeker, v'niflo zan emispar. What is that pasuk in Eov teaching me? That Hashem does amazing actions. Remember the Gemara, the beginning of Titus, darshens this, my sabratius. Bo reish lo kemidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, midas pasuk adam. Hashem is not like a human leader. Midas pasuk adam, nosin chayfetz bechemetz serura upi alamala. A human puts something in an open pouch and facing up. Savig mishtamer, savig mishtamer. Maybe it'll fall out, maybe it won't fall out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tsar ha'ubar b'mei ha'isha. Hashem puts something, puts a baby in the me'ayim, in the uterus of a woman. Psucha upiya lamata. It's open and it's facing down. U'mishtamer, and it's guarded and it doesn't fall out. It doesn't fall out until the time is right. Right? That's kind of what we say in Asher Yatzar also, as we discussed yesterday, the Afilu Shah Achas. But again, a lot of them are farshim they talk about. Right, the Ramah, I think the tour, right, when usually you have a balloon and you pop the balloon and the air goes out. But here we have all these holes, openings in our body, and we have air, and we have a neshama inside, and it stays blown up. Amazing. Tavar acher, Adam notes in chafatz al kapan znaim, or a person puts all of his items on a scale. Kolzman shemachbid yored lamata. Right, the heavier it gets, it goes further down. Vila kadosh baruch hu, kolzman shemachbid, havlad ol lamala. And here, as we described up above, as the baby gets bigger, he goes up. Opposite of gravity. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do that. Darash Rav Yosi HaGalili. Two opposite drashos. May dechsev, odcha. We thank Hashem. Al kino ra'os niflesi. Nifla'im ma'asecha v'nafshi yoda'as ma'od. Hashem does amazing things and my soul knows. So what does that mean? Two opposite drashos. Bo reish lo kidis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Midas basav adam. Midas basav adam. Asa no same zeronim ba'aruga. A person puts seeds in the ground. Kalachas va'achas ola b'mino. Every seed grows itself. If I put a seed in the ground of an apple and an orange and a pear and a plum tree, each seed will grow each of those respectively. V'lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzara u bar b'mei ha'isha v'kulam olo min ha'echad. What does Hashem do? Hashem takes the zera of the man and the zera of the woman, takes this and puts it together, and one unified item comes up. Right? We put in seeds and every seed is separate. Hashem can take seeds and blend them together and come up with one unified amazing miracle. Or exactly the opposite. Davar acher. Tzava nosin samanam liyora. A dyer puts a number of different dyes into the pot in order to dye the beged. Kulan olan tzeva echad. When he takes it up, it's all one color. Right, they all blend in. V'ilo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tzarhu ubar b'mea isha, kolachas va'achas ola limino. And Hashem, each one is different. Each one, you put all the ingredients in, and each one is ola limino. Ola limino. Look at Rashi on the top left. Tzava. Kama samamanim tzarach l'tzeva shachor. Klipas eitz v'tchinas rechayim shanafachim v'kama dvarim. He throws in a lot of different ingredients. V'kula nasin shachor. V'eni yachol l'tzov o biyora achas mishnayim v'shalosha gavanim. You have one pot, you put four colors in, it comes out one color. Kolech but Hashem, kolech l'achad ola limino. Loban min ha'ish v'shachor min ha'isha. Right, you can still have the separate items that are noticeable. Darash Rav Yosef, my dechsev, Otcha Hashem ki. Once we have the pasuk about Otcha, so we have another pasuk about Otcha. Otcha Hashem ki anaftabi Yashov Abcha Usanachameini. I thank Hashem because you were angry with me. Ki anaftabi Yashov Abcha, your anger subsided. Usanachameini, and I'm comforted. What does that mean? What does that refer to? Two people went out to business, to a business trip. Yashov lo kotz lechem. One of them got a splinter, or a coats or a thorn in their foot, and they said, you go ahead of me. I can't go. And he missed his boat. Literally, he missed the boat. Hizchil macharev magadiv, he gets very angry. I can't believe I missed the boat. I'm gonna lose it. Rachmana litzlan. He heard that it was a good thing that he missed the boat. Hizchil mode umishabeach, and he starts thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, what's the message of this little story? We have no idea HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, has plans for us. Has plans for us. There's so many stories in life about this kind of idea. L'kach nemer yashuv apchos nachameini. When your anger subsides, and I view it that way, then I can be comforted. V'hainu d'amar b'lazar, my defsiv osik gedolos levado. He's the only one, levado knows niflos. Uvarach shem kvodo l'olam, afilu bal hanes enu makir beniso. Even the bal hanes is not makir what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. So often HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects us and we don't even know. We don't even know how Hashem is protecting us, both individually and nationally. Oh, we mentioned in the past the thought of, that there were a number of non-Jewish religious leaders that once came to Rav Chaim Volozhin and asked him shot of a pasuk in Tehillim. We say in Hallel, Halu Hashem kol goyim shabachu kol umim, ki govar aleinu chasto. Right, so they asked Rav Chaim Volozhin, we're going to praise God because he had chesed on you? Why does that make sense? Halu Hashem kol goyim shabachu kol umim. Why? Ki govar aleinu chasto. Why is that? Says Rav Chaim Volozhin, because we don't know most of the things you plan for us. Most of the things you plan for us never come to fruition. And Hashem protects us. So you're going to be the ones that are going to be able to praise us even more. Because you know exactly what you were planning and what didn't work. We only know a few things. Right? And that's Ein Bal HaNes Makir Beniso. Right? The Bal HaNes, right? The one that the Nes happens to, very often is not Makir in the Nes. So we have to recognize that every day HaKadosh Baruch Hu performs Nisim for us. Daresh Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa. My dechsev, archi v'riv'i zerisa v'chol derachai hiskanta. Right? What does that mean? Rivi is a lashon of bia, and zerisa is a lashon of winnowing. Malamech lo notzer adam elmin kol atipa elmin abarishaba. A person is not formed from the entire tipa, the entire zera, the entire drop, but from the barishaba. And as we know, if you want to think of that as medically, only the tip of the sperm, only the tip is fertilizes the egg. The minabarishaba, right? Most of it is the tail, right? And that's just there for movement. But it's minabarishaba. Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, mashallah adam shezore bebeis agranas, like a person who is winnowing on the threshing floor. Notel as a ochel umeniach as a psoles. Just the part that you need. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu just takes the part that he needs. Kedur Rabbi Yavo, Rabbi Yavo Rami, Ksiv atazreni choyel, v'ksiv hakel ha-ma'azreni choyel. So do I do it? Am I girded with strength? Or is Hashem the one? Amar Dal v'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbana Shalolem, zeiritani v'zeiraztani. Right, Hashem, you singled me out, and sifted me, so to speak, and mizaris me and encouraged me, and then it gave me strength. What does Bilam mean? Mimana for Yaakov. Who could count the dirt of Yaakov? Who mispars Rova Yisrael? So Rashi quotes this a little bit all the Torah. Malam Eich HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshiv Esofer Es Revi Yosem Shal Yisrael. Hashem is sitting there and counting the bios of Am Yisrael. Matai Tavo Tipa Shah Tzadik Notzer Emena. When's the tzaddik going to be born? He can't wait. And Bilam's eye was blinded because of this type of ashkafa. Omar, Mishu, Tahar, V'kadosh, U'mashar, Sof, Tahorim, U'kdoshim, Yatzitz, B'davar, Zeh. Hashem is the ultimate impurity. He should be involved in this? Right, how could that be? Mianis was Enos, he lost his vision. Dechsev, as the Pasuk says, Numa Geber, Shesum, Ha'ayin. Shesum, Ha'ayin. And we darshan from there that He lost his eyesight. Period. What's the message? Bilam as a symbol for the other nations. They can't understand how that could be kedusha in that area of life. How can HaKadosh Baruch Hu be involved in that and look in that? Right? We call marriage kedushin. Right? How is that possible? The second that the physical relationship between a husband and a wife is going to start, that's kedusha, that's sanctity. It's the opposite of sanctity. Right? Other religious figures would say the most sanctified and religious person is a person who never gets married, who's celibate all his life. Kadosh Baruch Hu is looking at Revi Yosei and Shal Yisrael. And we say yes. We say that is a beautiful part of life. Beautiful part of life. I think we mentioned in the past, I don't remember how recently, a long time ago, the Nesivos. The Nesivos is one of the most prolific writers that we have. Right? He wrote the Nesivos on Choshen Mishpat. He wrote the Beis Yaakov on Ksubis, Taras Gittin on Gittin. and the Makar Chaim on Hilchus Pesach, but he also has a commentary on Shir HaShirim, Rabbi Yaakov Milisa. So he writes there in Hagdama, his commentary on Pirkei Avos, he says, it gives a mashal. Imagine you have a beautiful tower, and everybody looks at this tower, everybody comes from far and wide, it's a big tourist attraction, and then, you know, somebody comes, an artist comes and makes a gorgeous picture of the tower. Beautiful picture of the tower. And everybody comes and looks at the picture, they're like, wow, it's so lifelike, it's so amazing. And then somebody comes, vandals come and scribble all over the picture, and they make the picture looking disgusting, and they dirty, and they scribble. And people look at the picture now, they're like, oh, it's disgusting. How can you do it? And eventually people start thinking that the tower itself is dirty and disgusting. Not just the picture, but the tower. Says the Nesivos, that's the relationship between a husband and a wife. Inherently, it's something beautiful and amazing and a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that a husband and a wife are able to connect to each other and share their love with each other in that way. And again, focus, it should be a focus, as we have mentioned, and as the Gemara says, in Nedarim, it should be an act of Nesina, Chas V'Shalom, the other way. But, you know, in our world, it's become dirtied and sullied. But that's not that, you know, inherently it is. But that's what the Nesivos writes. Kamochein benimshal beina devarim akdoshim agvoim el gvoim nimshalu bedvarim akdoshim vasher kamo harishoyim shenimshalu kebehemos vishchisu toar amashal nishchas beineim maro vecholu. And that's exactly what Bilam's mistake was. Bilam said, this is disgusting. God, how can you be involved in this? And therefore we say, no, just the opposite. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very involved in this. Good. Vahainu dechstamar continuing. Vahainu dechstamar b'yochanamai dechstiv v'yishkav yimah b'layla. Who? What does it mean that Yaakov was with Leah that night? It should say, Hahu. What do you mean, who? Malamed is a remiss to who HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Malamed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, siya bosa maisa Hashem, encouraged that maisa that he would be with Leah that night. Shenemar Yisachar chamor garem, chamor garam lo li Yisachar. The chamor caused, right, even though garem is not usually that, chamor garem lo li Yisachar, right? And if you look at the Gilui Nashas here, Gilui Nashas here quotes from the Aruch that when Yaakov Avinu was coming from the Sada, his donkey went towards Leah's tent. So he took that as a simin, that's what he's supposed to be with Leah that night, and that's how that night Yisachar was created. As we said, Yolda Zachar, again, different scientific suggestions about this, looking on a more deeper Kabbalistic sense, or Rabbeinu Bachai, beginning of Tazria, has a big discussion of this. Feel free to look there. Tadar Rabbanan. Barishon, Aya Omer, Misha Mazra Tzchila Yiles Zachar, Ish Mazra Tzchila Yiles Akeva. You used to say that, V'lo Pirshu B'chacham Mesadavar. And they didn't have any remes to it. They didn't know what the remes to, right? They didn't know minolon. So they could have just said, that's a scientific fact. But they weren't, that's not where they look for rayas. Achaba, Rabbi Tzadok Pirshu. Ah, they found it as a remes in a pasuk in Bereishis. Ve'elu b'nei Leah shayolda Yaakov afadana ram v'zina bito. So you see the girls are, the boys are connected to Leah, and the girl is connected to Yaakov, Dina Bito, and B'nei Leah. So, Tala, Zachar B'nekevos, Unekevos, B'Zachar. V'yu B'nei Ulam, Anashim Gibori Chayel. Dorche Keshes, Umar Bin Banu B'nei Banim, Pasig in Divrei Hayamim, V'chibiyado Shaladim Harbos Banu B'nei Banim. What does it mean? These are people that are more Marbe boys. What do you mean, marbe banim b'nei banim? So Ella says the Gemara, mitoch shemashin atzman bebeten kidei sheyazriu nishosei entchila shiu b'neim zacharim ma'alein ala kasef kilu hei marbin banim b'nei banim. Because they are in control somewhat, that they delay themselves so that whatever it meant, that the isha should be mazriya tchila in order for them to have a son, that's why they're involved in it, and that's why it's considered that they are marbe. Chazal also say elsewhere that there's a schar for one who is mashe, bibeten, kadesh azriyon shosein. And again, as I just alluded to before, if one looks at it as an act of nesina, and not an act of, an act of mahane, and not just nehene, then, you know, some of this could be understood as well. And that's exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to view the husband and wife relationship, everything in so many different levels, as a giving relationship, socially, emotionally, psychologically, but also physically, right? And that's also has to be in the giving sense, and that's how we can understand this chazal also about mashin asman bebetin kedeshi as yunus yosei entchila. Good. V'hayna damer of katina, yecholni lasas kol banai zacharim. I know how to have all boys, right? There are some that only have boys, there are some that only have girls. So maybe we can learn from Rav Katina. But again, we've quoted often that the Diyak in the Gemara and Shabbos Lamed Aleph, the questions were going to be asked, Asakta b'Piri v'Rivya. What does that mean? It doesn't say Kiyamta b'Piri v'Rivya. It says Asakta. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows that we're not really in control. Hashem knows that we could be Osek, but to be Mekayim is up to Hashem. Whether one has a boy or a girl, or any children, or boys or girls, everyone is a bracha. We have to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of that. Oh my Rava, Harotel Asas Kol Banav Zacharim Yivov Yishna. Rava says maybe to have a second Maisabiya, because by that time the woman would be Mazriya Tchila, and therefore that could cause Zacharim. Amar Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Asi. Ein Isham is a Barisala Samach Lavesta. A woman becomes pregnant, Samach Lavesta, close to the time when she will get her period. Not Mamish Samach Lavesta, that's Usser, as we learned earlier, for husband and wife to be together, Samach Lavesta, during the Ona. But it means close by. Shenemar Hein Ba'avon Chalalti. As David HaMelech says, in sin, so to speak, near the vested, Chalalti, I was created. Rabbi Yochanan says exactly the opposite, Samach Latfila. And that's, our medical knowledge is, right? Ovulation is generally close to the night that the woman goes to the mikvah. Samach Latfila. Shemar Uvachet Yechemasni Imi. Right? Chet here from the word like, Chatas, by the Paraduma. In purification, my mother conceived me. My mash, but I chet lishna de techuyehu, techsiv, vechiteas abayas. The matargamina v'yitke yazbesa, right, clean out the house, purify the house by bayis hamenuga. V'yibayis hamen mehacha techat eini be'ezov ve'etar. Right, sanctify me with the ezov, with the hisav, the etar, and I will become pure. V'yam rabbi yitzchak, am rabbi ami, kimen shebazachar ba'olam, bashalom ba'olam. Shenemar shilchu kar, moshel eretz. Shilchu kar is zachar, zachar zekar, moshel eretz. So why is that? So the Marsha says, tamidei chachamim are mar b'shalom ba'olam. They play a public role, and they can be mar b'shalom. And that's what's alluded to here. Again, one has to understand these chazals. Chazals were not anti-having girls, right? It's a good thing to have girls. But there's a depth to every chazal. So here the Marsha says, the Talmud Chacham is going to play a major public role, and public figures have to bring shalom. So again, a zachar could be a Talmud Chacham who would be mar b'shalom. And as we've said, if the Talmud Chacham is not mar b'shalom, that's a lack of his being a Talmud Chacham. But that's the while a female is more a kol kodeh bas melech penima in that regard. V'yam Rabbi Yitzchak, Dvar Rabbi Ami, bas zachar ba'olam ba kikar biyado. When a male is born, his kikar, his food is with him. This is someone who's going to go out and be responsible for making a living, right? As it says in the Ksuva, that the husband supports the wife. Again, this is not to say that women, don't, make money also, but it's just saying the responsibility and the halachic obligation is on the male. Zachar, zakar, k'tesiv, vayichra lechem, keira gedola. Nekeva eni maklum, the female doesn't come with any, let's say, kikar, food, meaning responsibilities, to keep in a kiyaba, ad amr mizoni, lo yavili. Until literally she says, food, we don't give her, meaning while she's younger, she's with the, in her father's house, but then when she gets married, so then the ksuba, so to speak, are those obligations, and then the husband has to give her. Rashi says here a little differently. Let's just quote the pasuk. Dechsim nakva schacha lai ve'etena. Rashi says it's the koach atfila. There's a special idea of koach atfila of women. Says Rashi here, right? Rashi says, "At amar mizoni." Until the woman says, "Food, food," she yodas lispalel. Until she knows how to daven. What do you mean, a man also? Man, no. There's a special koach atfila, right? Why is it that a man has to daven with a minion? Always make sure, but sibur, women daven. Women daven by themselves. Women are naturally more spiritual. That's a fact, as we know. And that's Asani Kirtzono, according to many Mefarshim, that it's ultimately more, a woman is naturally created closer to the Ratzon of Hashem naturally. A man is not, a man has more taiva, a man has more yetzaharas, and a man has to work harder to get to the Ratzon of Hashem, right? And therefore, the koach of tefillah that a woman has is somewhat more natural. And that's alluded to in this Gemara also, that a woman doesn't get until Andar Mizoni, right? So he doesn't give him something until they ask for it, because he wants to hear that tefillah. That's this lashon here, right? Andar Mizoni lo yavile. Shalom Talmid of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Again, there's a lot more here, but we have to do what we have to do. Why does a woman who has a baby have to bring a carbon, specifically a chatas? Amar lahen, bishah shakaraz leile, when she has a baby, kofasas v'nishbas, she swears, shalot tizakik labayla. We know that everyone swears that she's not going to be with her husband because of all this pain. Lefichach, but then she's going to regret it and want to have more kids. So amar tara tavi karban, bring a karban. Maskavar of Yosef, amizidahi. What do you mean? So this is a carbon? It's a carbon for a false oath? False oaths are only b'shova mezida. She's amazed. She has to feel bad about it. Does she really feel bad about it? Va'od carbon shvua by asuye, and also a carbon shvua, which is a kisbo seira. Right? She brings birds. No answer given. If you look in the Chachmas Betzalel, he quotes the Medrash. The Medrash from Brachos, I think, where he says the answer isn't given because the answer is it was not really an oath. It's an internal oath in her machshava. So it's in her machshava, so it's not a real oath. She doesn't have to bring a real carbon. Right? It's a little bit in her machshava, so that's why birds can suffice. Right? He quotes the Medrash Rabbah in Brachos Parsha Chaf. Rifrifa beliba. It was a fleeting thought in her mind, so she has to bring some birds to be able to be mechaper. Why does a male, a boy, have 7 days of Yimei Tumah and a girl 14? A male, so let's read the words and let's translate it. A male that everybody's happy with, mischaretes l'shiva, nekeva shakol ha-sevim ba mischaretes l'arbasar, and not a female. You have to see that in context. The context here is talking about the labor pain. Right? When a girl is born, in the back of one's mind, explain some of the Mefarshim, I think the Marsha, they're thinking that she's also going to have this kind of pain. Right? What was the context? The woman just, the previous line, the woman's going to scream out, I'm never going to have another baby. So what's the next line? And she has a girl, she's like, oh, this girl's also going to. So in that way, people have that. It's not full simcha. Not full simcha. What, people aren't happy when girls are born? In the days of the Gemara, people weren't happy when girls were born? Of course they were happy when girls were born. Of course, the Gemara says elsewhere, having girls first is even a great thing. They help the mother and the parents with the younger kids. But in the context here, it's talking about labor pain when a girl is born. That's another potential, you know, pain. But that's the 7 and the 14 alluded to. Rashi here is important. Rashi says, Shekol Smeichem Bo. Rashi says, She'ochlin v'shosin b'su'uda. Right? They eat and drink. By the Suda, right? That's the Smechin. That's going to get to the next. Actually, it's the next line. We'll say it. But let's read the next line, and then we'll come back to that Rashi. Mipnei Ma Amar Torah Mila L'Shmona. Why is Mila on day 8? Shelo Yakulam Smecha V'Avivim Ma'Seven. Everybody shouldn't be happy, and the parents are sad because they can't give each other a hug, right? So that's why on a Daraisa level, after 7 days of a boy, so then there is Yemei Torah, and that's what Rashi says. Suda. This is one of the Makoros for a Suudas Bris Mila. Right here. Might even be a Dindaraisa. That's why we don't invite to a Bris Mila. We just let people know because we don't want anybody to reject a Mitzvah Daraisa possibly. But this is one of the sources, this Rashi, on this Gemara. V'tanya Hari Meir Omer, B'bnei Ma, Amar Torah Nida L'Shiva, M'bnei Shirogo B'Vakatzma. Why is there Hilchas Taras HaMishpacha? Because without it, people would just be together and not have any limits, and then people would get used to each other. Too much familiarity. You know, breeds, not interested anymore. Amra Torah Te Tmei Shiva Yamim Kadesha Te Chaviva Al Baila Kajas Knisasa L'Chuppah. Judaism and Taras Mishpacha creates honeymoons every month for the entire marriage. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And the Torah wants us to keep the excitement. Why is it the man that has to go out? And he's the one that is searching, so to speak. And he's the one that takes the woman out. Mashal Adam Sha'avalo Aveda. It's like a man that lost an aveda. Mi machazal almi bal aveda machazal aveda. So the man lost his wife. This relates to what we said yesterday about the Torah in utero. But Hashem creates a natural natia towards that. So we believe, based on the Gemara Ksubis, that Hashem creates every husband and wife as one neshama, so to speak, a unit. It looks like Adam and Chava were created as one, and then separated them, and they come back, and then they become unified. So it's like an aveda. So when a person gets married, it's like he lost his other half, and now he finds his other half. That's how we view it. As we said, that's the natural position. Zeh mimakom shenivra. Vizeh mimakom shenivres. Man was created from the ground, so he faces the ground. In the act that has to do with creation. So he looks at the place where he was created from when he's in the act of creation. And the woman was created from man, from the man's rib. So she could look up at the man's rib. What does that mean? That's a good question. Rashi, Noach, Laratzos. Why is a man, it's much easier to get him into it. The same thing, man was created from the ground, and the ground is a little, you could have soft earth. But a woman is created from the ribs. The ribs is much harder. Right? And therefore it's remiss to that. Again, there's depth to this, but not for now. Why do women have much nicer voices than men? Man is created from the ground, and the ground, you know, try to make the karka, you hit the ground, there's no sound. But you hit a bone makes noise, a bone makes a sound. Again, jam-packed daf here, Hashem. We'll continue next time with the fourth parak of Maseches Nida.